welcome to Sunday Showcase. I'm Damiano Pietropaolo, and I'm here at the Royal George Theatre in Niagara-on-the-Lake, home of the Shaw Festival. I'm here with Artistic Director Jackie Maxwell. And I hear, Jackie, there's a hot little musical warming up.
You bet, Damiano. You can't get much hotter than Panama Hattie, Cole Porter's 1940 hit about a brassy nightclub owner. She's about to be wooed by a well-heeled divorcee and... well, that's when the fun starts.
Tell me, who was in the 1940s original?
Well, it was actually a vehicle for Ethel Merman, that great voice of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And two big hits came out of it. I've Still Got My Health and Make It Another Old Fashioned.
Right, voice. Right.
So Christopher Newton, our former artistic director, and Paul Sportelli, our musical director, teamed up and put this beautiful little show together. It's wacky, fun, just like an old-fashioned musical should be.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's actually part of our lunchtime musical series sponsored by Bell Canada, and I'm thrilled that listeners across the country can enjoy it too. So, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. But I think it's time to start singing.
Come on, be my guest.
Wartime.
Panama City, Panama, 1940.
The Santa Ana Plaza in the Canal Zone.
Flores frescas, gardenias. Flores frescas, camellias. Claveles y rosas muy bellas. Señor, cuánto, cuánto quiera.
And I'm Mac, your friendly hostess of the Tropical Shore. I'd say we're the most popular cabaret in Panama City. Maybe it's how I mix the drinks. Maybe it's Hattie Maloney, who owns the joint and is our most popular singer. Maybe it's because it's Mardi Gras. Who knows? But I do know that I seem to see it all. Natives, tourists, U.S. Army and Navy, everything that goes on in Panama City. Meet some sailors just off the boat.
Boy, what scenery! And windy, they tell me this is all virgin territory.
Hey, Scat, the card that dame gave you, what's it say?
Betty's Magic Shop, all the latest tricks.
I'd like to find the magician that made my dough disappear last night. Who'd think a lovely girl like that would take money out of a guy's pocket while he's asleep?
Hey, how are you, mates?
Hey, Woozy, you been out all night. Where were you?
I was a little tight last night. Some dame waved to me from an upstairs window, and I stood at a doorstep until 6 o'clock this morning.
Why didn't you go inside?
I was waiting for the red light to change. What's the matter with me? Why don't I do any better with dames?
If you don't know, I can't tell you.
Maybe if I could learn how to do that dame come to me, go from me. A 5, 6, 7, 8.
When some goopy guy, some tulip-legged creature, asks us where can I locate a dancing teacher, we say, Bo, why waste your dough on a horse in carpet cutting? Take a trip on a battleship, and you'll get lessons for nothing. Boy, if you're a dancing fool, join the Navy. Don't waste time at dancing school, join the Navy. When you're dressed in navy blue, the hot tot seats go for you, so join the Navy. Get the gravy. If to bounce a babe about, you're a demon. No one ever sits it out with a seaman. Every puss who plays the Navy will back me when I say, join it! Join it right away!
Hey, Mac, is your boss around?
She ain't up yet, soldier. Something I can do?
We want Hattie to come down to the base and sing for us again next week.
Well, you know Hattie. If she wants to sing, she'll sing.
Please, can we see her?
I'll try her. Hey, Hattie!
What do you want?
There's four guys down here to see you.
Only four? I must be slipping. What can I do for you gents?
We're having another one of those blowouts.
Okay, I'll be there.
That's great.
That is if I'm not on my honeymoon.
You getting married, Hattie?
You think I'm going on a honeymoon alone?
Where are you going, Niagara Falls?
They say it's wonderful in Niagara Falls.
They say it's wonderful anywhere.
Who's a lucky guy?
I bet it's Nick Bullitt.
You're right. I've been running this gin mill ever since I come here 3 years ago, and I'm gonna quit before I start looking like a rag rug.
Whatever made you come to Panama?
I felt so glum, so deadly dumb, that I became completely blind. Until I read a sign that said, before you're dead, visit Panama. Arriving there, I took the air, though it was fairly late. Then in the mob, I spied a gob, and obviously a date. It wasn't hard to play my card, as it was Mardi Gras. We met, etc. I visited Panama. If away you long to steal to a real Shangri-La,
Shangri-La,
if your heart you wish to heal, visit Panama.
Later, Nick Bullitt is here having a drink, and Lila Tree and Mildred Von Hunter stroll by. Lila is Admiral Tree's daughter.
We're getting that orchestra from Mamie Kelly's. It ought to be fun. We've invited about... Woo, Nick! Mildred, you go on ahead. I'll catch up with you later.
Yeah, okay, Lila.
Hello, Lila.
Why, Nick, why aren't you down at the control house pushing buttons? I mean, the canal must be paralyzed without you. I mean, how do the boats go through?
Well, I'm off duty now, Lila, but they seem to manage somehow.
And what are you doing here?
Waiting for Hattie.
Oh, Nick, she's not the kind of girl for you. You should have a nice girl.
She's pretty nice to me.
Oh, Nick, you are hopeless. Hopeless, that's all. But you are coming to my party Sunday.
Oh, I can.
You can?
Well, I've got a date with Hattie on Sunday. Of course, if I could bring her along.
Oh, well, yes, bring her along. I mean, I think that would be a fine idea.
Oh, well, thanks.
But, Nick, when does your daughter arrive?
Well, the boat's due into the harbor any minute now.
But aren't you just hysterical? I mean, can you wait?
Oh, I haven't seen Geraldine since she was 5 years old.
I hope she'll like it here. She's been through so much. I mean, to lose her mother.
Look, Lila, I'm sorry, but I have to hurry.
Now, don't forget about Sunday, and do bring, what's her name? Your boss will be there, and we're having champagne. Bye!
Goodbye.
Well, here I am. I saw you talking to that mousetrap. She looked fine walking around with no teeth.
Now, Hattie, she was only inviting us to a party on Sunday.
Me too?
You too.
Well, that's different. Are we going?
Well, sure. And my boss is going to be there. I've been wanting you to meet him.
Okay. Is Geraldine's boat on time?
Any minute now.
I got a brand new outfit to meet her in.
Look, Hattie, I thought I'd meet her alone. You know, I barely know the kid. She was only 5 when me and her mother divorced. I gotta sell myself to her. As soon as I'm sold, I'll bring her over.
Ah, she'll buy you on sight. But say, wouldn't it be awful if she didn't like me?
Don't you worry about that. You're only wonderful. That's all.
Oh, I'll be riding high that perfect day when you and love and I go sailing away. And I'll take you back home with me to meet my favorite family. They're the best family yet, and I'm certain if you met my mother would love you, and so would my sister Sue. My brother would think the world of you, and you'd make Grandpappy slap happy too. My dozens of cousins would all start singing if we went swinging by. My mother would love you, and come to think of it, so do I.
Meanwhile, nearby, Mildred encounters Woozy.
And sure, DeGong, but are you following me?
I want to make some new acquaintances.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I'm tired of making all the old ones.
Well, I don't want to make any new acquaintances.
What do you want to make? Strudel?
No. And go away.
Well, that didn't go so well.
If you give Wendy and me $5 apiece, we'll introduce you to Florrie.
First, I gotta get a look at Florrie.
What's the matter?
Don't you trust us?
No, not after you vanished in Betty's magic shop.
Look, here she comes. Hiya, Florrie.
Hi, Wendy. Hi, Scott.
Florrie, Woozy, Woozy, Florrie.
I told you we had a surprise for you.
He's not a surprise, he's a shock.
What do you say, kid? You want to go steady?
No.
Short and sweet.
Hattie, honey, your outfit? You look like a dream.
Do you like it?
You look wonderful.
How about her?
Hattie, Woozy, Woozy,
Hattie.
How about you and me tiptoeing through the tulips?
Sorry, zombie, I'm engaged.
There we go again.
Florrie! Ain't this get up a three-alarm fire?
When Nick's kid gets a load of you, you'll be able to knock her eyes off with a stick.
Here they come now.
Nick approaches with his daughter Geraldine and Vivian Budd. Geraldine chaperone and the family butler.
Jerry, this is the Plaza Santa Ana.
Oh, it's beautiful. I've never seen a place that looks so little like Philadelphia.
What other places have you seen?
Just Philadelphia. We live just outside of Philadelphia.
An ideal place to live just outside of.
Now, Jerry, I want you to meet the sweetest lady in Panama City, Miss Hattie Maloney.
You must be Geraldine. Honey, you're a darling. What's the gag?
Oh, I'm going to like you. I like people who dress up funny.
Hey, wait a minute.
Perhaps the lady lost a bet.
Listen, Scuttlepuss, one more crack out of you and you'll be wearing this cuspidor as a snood.
Daddy, she's the funniest lady. She talks English, but I can't understand a word she says.
Oh, now I talk funny.
Take it easy, Hattie.
What do you mean, take it easy? Here I blow 3 weeks' pay to make an impression, and what do I get for it? The gong.
Geraldine, you should apologize to the lady.
I'm very sorry, Miss Maloney. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, but I just can't believe those are your serious clothes.
There she goes again. Get her out of here.
Oh, don't get sore, Hattie. She's only your kid. When she sees something funny, of course.
Oh, so you think I look funny, too?
No, Hattie, you know I don't think you look funny.
Don't you, Daddy?
Get out of here, both of you.
Come, Miss Geraldine.
Look, Hattie, I know this looks awfully bad, but it'll work out. I'll see you later.
Damn it. Damn everything. Damn everybody. Ah, what do I care? I'm always a flop at a top-notch affair. But I've still got my health, so but what do I care? My best ring, alas, is a glass solitaire. I've still got my health, so what do I care? By fashion and foppery, I'm never discussed. Attending the Opry, my box would be a bust. When I give a tea, Lucius B. ain't there. Well, I've still got my health, so why do I care?
No rich Vanderbilt is her gilt underwear.
I've still got my health, so why do I care?
She's never been dined by refined L.V. Mayer.
I've still got my health, so why do I care? When Barrymore, he played with his wife of yore. The lead Mrs. B played, but I played Barrymore. Elaine kicked me out with the clout, you know where.
Ah! Well, she still got her health, so what does she care? The hip that she shakes doesn't make people stare. She's still got her health, so what does she care? The sight of her props never stops her affair. She's still got her health, so what does she care? Slipping at Minsky's one dawn.
When I started stripping, they hollered,
"Put it on!"
Just once Billy Rose let me pose in the bed.
I care. It's later that day, and I'm worried because Hattie's drinking, and she hasn't done that in over a year.
Another double Cuba Libre for Hattie.
Tell her that Max says to take it easy.
Gin and tonic, please.
Oh, stranger in town?
Yes, why do you ask?
That umbrella you're carrying? In Panama, it's a dead giveaway.
Oh.
Listen, Mac. When I order a drink, I expect a drink, not a lot of bum advice. A lady is entitled to service around here, and I am a lady.
Is that a boat arriving?
You're either Scuttlepuss, the butler, or his twin brother, and I don't like either one of you.
This is the beginning of a very obnoxious friendship.
Where's my drink?
Hattie, you can't drink up all the rum in Panama. Tell me, what's the problem?
You know, I love that Nick. I guess I still do, but it's all over. My big romance wrecked by a kid comes from Philadelphia. I can't say Philadelphia.
Meanwhile, at the other end of the bar, Scat and Wendy are talking up Flory.
All right, before we go any further, I want to know which one of us you're with.
Yeah, before I borrow any dough, I want to know if I'm going to spend it on his girl.
Why don't you two gobs cancel your subscription and go back to Brooklyn?
Hey, Flory, why the brush off?
Well, an English muffin got off the boat today, and boys, the heart left the body.
You mean that English droop with the brawly over there?
You don't know what this guy means to me. I was a sunken souffle, a shirt still looking for starch. I was a ballroom after the ball. I was a fallen arch. I was a frozen essence, a burlesque without a tease. Then suddenly, from over the sea came. Well, just look at me, please. I'm fresh as a daisy, hard as a rock, fit as a fiddle, proud as a cock, bright as a button, sly as a fox, sharp as a violet, strong as an ox, light as a feather, blind as a bat, mad as a hatter, nervous as a cat, sharp as a razor, smooth as a glove. That
tough as a stake. Mean as a miser, low as a snake.
Scared as a rabbit,
small as a mite.
Gay as a meadowlark,
high as a kite.
Wild as a tiger,
drunk as a bull. Sour as a lemon and stubborn as a mule.
Sweet as a cookie,
pure as a dove.
That means, mister,
well, Jerry, do you think you're going to like Panama?
Sure, Dad.
No, I also want you to like everyone in Panama.
But I do, except for that lady in the funny clothes.
Oh, that isn't kind. Look, it doesn't matter how good people are on the outside, it's how good they are inside that counts. And Hattie is all good inside.
Nick? Jerry?
Hattie!
Oh, I thought I'd come by and see if Jerry and I could talk.
I'll leave you two alone.
Look, honey, when we met yesterday, I think we both got a little out of line.
I didn't know that you didn't know how funny you looked.
Hey!
But you have a very pretty face.
Well, now you're talking. But let me guess, you don't like this dress either.
Uh-uh.
Well, what's wrong with it?
All those bows. Let me fix it.
With those scissors? Well, I don't know what... All right, give me the works.
And would you mind taking off all those bracelets?
Can't I wear just six of them?
Uh-uh.
Well, I never looked so naked in a bathtub. Now, do I look like a lady?
Yes, you do.
Really? Hey, maybe I'll wear this dress to the party your daddy invited me to on Sunday. I gotta make a good impression on his boss.
If you wear this dress and say, "This is an occasion of great pleasure to me," he'll think you're from the best family in Philadelphia.
This is an occasion of great pleasure to me. Huh, I got it.
And could you just walk plain?
What do you mean, plain?
Without the bouncing?
Sure, I can walk that way, but I don't feel as important.
I'll pretend I'm Dad's boss.
Nice of you to come, Miss Maloney.
This here is an occasion of great pleasure to me.
That's fine, except don't say this here.
I get it. This is an occasion of great pleasure to me.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, well, you're the best mother a girl ever had. What say, let's be buddies? What say, let's be pals? What say, let's be buddies? And keep up each other's morale.
Keep up each other's morale.
Never shout it, but many's the time.
Meanwhile, Windy and Scat try to cool off down at the waterfront.
Hey, look over there. They look like a couple of spies.
The last spy you traced down turned out to be the governor of Panama.
Look, he's slipping him a piece of paper. But it's code. He's looking at it. Now he's throwing it in the garbage can, walking away. I'm gonna get that paper.
Yeah, don't go poking in there. You don't know where it's been.
Look, what did I tell you? Listen to this. Guard, control house. What does it mean?
You could be right. Hey, here comes Flory and that English mutton. Let's hide behind this bench here and see what they're up to.
Let's sit down.
I really feel safer in motion.
Or? Sit down. Closer. Closer.
If I get Nick closer, I'll be on the other side of you.
You know, it's just like fate, my falling for you. You do something to me.
Yeah, let me assure you, it's purely unintentional.
The man that don't respond to me don't live. I tell you what, if I don't get a rise out of you with a kiss, I won't trouble with you again.
Watch this. A lit match placed between the sole and the upper of his shoe should do the trick. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Whoa!
What did I tell you?
The day of Lila Tree's party arrives. The highlight of the party will be a speech by Mr. Whitney Randolph, chairman of the Panama Canal Works.
Mr. Randolph, we're all so excited to have you here. How is your hay fever today?
Well, you know how hay fever is. It just has to wear itself out.
We're so looking forward to your radio address. The technicians have been setting up all day. Look, here comes Nick.
Hello, Lila.
And how lovely Miss Maloney looks.
Why, thank you.
And this must be Geraldine. What a lovely young lady.
Thank you.
Now go get yourselves a drink and make yourselves at home.
Mr. Randolph, this is Miss Maloney, the lady I spoke to you about. Hattie, this is my boss, Mr. Whitney Randolph.
Ah, my dear, this is an occasion of great pleasure to me.
Say the same thing to you. You took the words right out of my mouth. Well, after this, I'm going to make up my dialogue as I go along.
You're very refreshing, Miss Maloney.
Mr. Randolph, this is my daughter, Geraldine.
Oh, this is another occasion of great pleasure.
How do you do?
I understand you just arrived from Philadelphia.
Yes.
And I hope you'll be happy here. Miss Maloney, Nick tells me you're quite a chanteuse.
Huh? I bet you wouldn't say that if you didn't have your glasses on.
But I'm not wearing glasses. Oh, that's good. Nick, would you join me in the library in a few moments? There's a certain job promotion I'd like to talk to you about.
I'll be right in, Chief.
Miss Maloney, I hope I'll be seeing a lot of you.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Did I make a touchdown?
Oh, honey, isn't it wonderful? He's crazy about you.
And you, too. You better go find out about that promotion.
Will you be all right here?
I've never felt better in my life. Right, Jerry?
Right!
My life was simply hellish. I didn't stand a chance. I thought that I would relish a tomb like General Grant's. But now I feel so swellish, so Ipso Max Willish, that I'm giving a dance. Like $1 million, I feel simply out of sight. So come on down, come on down. I'm throwing a ball tonight. I'm full of the old paprika. I'm loaded with dynamite. So come on down, come on down. I'm throwing a ball tonight. A certain person just brought some news, and wow, was it great. So I'm rehearsing my dancing shoes, 'cause now I can celebrate. I feel like $1 million. I feel simply out of sight. So come on down.
Bud arrive at the party.
Well, you will admit you felt something.
Yes, but I felt it in my foot. That shouldn't count.
Then Scat, Windy, and Woozy arrive uninvited.
What are you three doing here?
We must see Mr. Randolph on private business.
And right away.
Yeah, at once.
I'm Whitney Randolph. What can I do for you?
Mr. Randolph, sir, me and Windy were on the Esplanade last night, and we come across this piece of paper.
Where did you get it?
We saw two men throw it into a trash can.
You know the men?
No, sir.
Panama is swarming with spies. I'll take this up with the proper authorities.
Hold on tight.
Saluda.
Bingo.
Meanwhile, Lila is talking to Hattie.
Miss Maloney, Mr. Randolph told me he thought you were delightful. I thought it would be a wonderful idea if you were to present him with this trophy before his radio address.
Oh, no, I'm no good at that kind of thing.
I'm sure Nick would like it.
Well, maybe for Nick's sake. I won't have to make a speech, will I?
Oh, no. I'll make the presentation speech, and when I give you the signal, woo, you come on and hand it to him.
Well, I ought to be able to get a woo away with that.
And you know what? It might be awfully nice if you would put some flowers in it when you hand it to him. He adores flowers.
Okay with me. Where'll I get them?
Let me see. There's some lovely goldenrod growing in the garden.
Goldenrod it is.
On air in 1 minute, Miss Tree.
Come on, everybody. We're going on air in 1 minute. Are you ready, Mr. Randall?
I'm ready.
Quiet, everybody. You're on in 3, 2, 1.
Good afternoon, Panama! As head of the Junior Auxiliary for the Red Cross, it is a privilege and a pleasure for me to introduce Mr. Whitney Randolph, Chairman of the Canal Works, whose Red Cross unit was the first to complete its quota. We are presenting Mr. Randolph with a beautiful silver cup in recognition of his wonderful work.
A lovely lady is now bringing up the cup. The next voice you hear will be that of Mr. Whitney Randolph.
It is with the greatest that I accept the what's the use?
One moment, please. Now return to the studio.
Jerry, the goldenrod did it, and she told me to give it to him.
Who?
Lila.
Miss Maloney, you may think you're funny, but you've gone too far.
Chief.
I'll talk to you later.
Oh, Chief, I'm sure Hattie didn't have any idea.
There's no wife for you or anybody else. You're a good worker, Nick, and you know what I said about that big promotion. But I suggest you get rid of that woman. Goodbye.
But Mr. Randall!
I think perhaps you'd better go now, Miss Maloney. You've caused enough trouble for one day. I should have never have asked you in the first place.
Wait a minute.
There really isn't anything more to be said, Miss Maloney.
We'll go, but there is something more to be said. Miss Maloney is fit to associate with any lady or any gentleman any place. She's good inside. But you, Miss Tree, inside you must be a perfect sight. Come on, Mum.
How dare you? I'll have you know that I am a tree.
I'll be sure to tell my dog about you.
The next day, the end of the Mardi Gras fiesta.
Like all the people here in Panama, we like an awful lot of hoo-la-la. But after several weeks of Mardi Gras,
We detest
the
fiesta. Who would have dreamed that we'd know love in all its glory?
Who would have dreamed that I'd ever walk on a rainbow with you by my side?
Who would have dared or tell so utterly swell a story? Who would have dreamed that such a sweet dream could come true?
You big boy. Did you see the old sneeze puss?
No, he's been tied up all day, but don't worry.
Worry? Why would I worry? There I was on the 2-yard line and I dropped the ball.
Lila did it. It wasn't your fault.
That Lila. I'd like to see her surrounded by 6 silver handles.
And we're going to get married next week just the way we planned.
Well, I hope so. But those wedding bells are getting fainter and fainter. Anyway, something good came of it. Jerry started calling me Mom.
Lila's the only one who can straighten Randolph out. I'm going to give her a piece of my mind. See you later, honey.
Well, you can talk to her, but it won't help. My luck ain't that good, is it, Mac? Since I went on the wagon, I'm certain drink is a major crime. For when you lay off the liquor, you feel so much slicker. Well, that is most of the time. But there are moments, sooner or later, when it's tough, I've got to say, not to say, waiter. Make it another old-fashioned, please. Make it another double old-fashioned, please. Make it for one who's due to join the disillusioned crew. Make it for one of love's new refugees. Once high in my castle, I reign supreme. Cherry, leave out the orange, leave out the bitters, just make it a straight
Hattie, you okay?
Look, Mac, if it isn't little Miss Goldenrod.
Well, Miss Maloney?
You know you told me to put Goldenrod in that cup.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
I told Nick what you did, and he believes me, so you're a dead duck with him. Why don't you be a regular girl and straighten him out with his boss? He's liable to lose that promotion.
That's not likely. He'll give you up before he'll give up that promotion. And if I can stop him from marrying you, I've done him a big favor.
Why, you dirty, you...
Miss Maloney, I hope you feel relieved after this vulgar spectacle. And in the future, you'll do me a service by never speaking to me again. Goodbye.
Mac!
Yeah, Hattie?
Leave out the cherry. Leave out the orange. Leave out the bitters. Just make it a straight
Meanwhile, at the other end of the bar, Windy, Woozy, and Scat are deep in conversation.
You found one of the spies?
I tailed him to a bar near the Gonzalez's place. It must be where he lives.
We're on to something big.
This could mean stripes for me.
Make them stripes for three. What do?
We go over to the barn tonight later and prowl around.
We prowl around a stable full of spies?
Yeah.
Make them stripes for two.
Oh, what can happen?
That's just what I don't want to find out.
Yeah, what's the matter, you scared?
Prudence.
Get smart, Woozy. Can't you see that with those stripes on your sleeves, you'll attract more dames than you can cart away in a truck?
Please don't try to sway me against my better judgment.
You'll have your knees full of women.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Bring on them lousy spies. One, two, three.
God bless the women. The wonderful, terrible women.
They're devils or saints, you never can tell.
They take you to heaven and give you hell.
Still, God bless the women. Again and again and again.
Whatever you do, they're just one step ahead.
They read a man's thoughts like a book, so it's said.
What a pity they don't do more reading in bed.
God bless the women, and God help the men.
Meanwhile, back at the bar.
I wasn't sure if you'd like the wedding dress I bought, but I certainly didn't think you'd object to the wedding.
I only said that I should have been consulted.
Oh, what about? What for?
I always understood that the man was supposed to ask the girl.
If it'll make you any happier, ask me. Well, go on, ask me.
I wonder if it's too late to join the Foreign Legion.
Would you like to settle down and raise 10 or 20 children?
Oh, the fertility of it all.
Vivian! Vivian! Where are you going?
If I'm in the high state of jitter, if I typify glow and glitter, if you wonder why I'm touring heaven with the swan, then hockey and mocky, what follows? Got my gown, got the veil, got the ring, it's away. The crowd in the church, got the minister on his perch. All I gotta get now is my man. Pick the house, not too far. Open five, open bar. Second floor, what a treat. A beautiful bridal suite. All I gotta get now is my man. Yes, all I gotta get now is my man. Yes, all I gotta get now is my man. I'm tired of always chumming with plumbers who don't like plumbing. All I gotta get now is my... Vivian? Everything is set now, got the layette now, all I gotta get now is mine.
The barn at midnight.
Look, this ain't part of the deal. I agreed to prowl around the barn, but not in it. I could have been mushing with Myrtle.
Shut up.
If I'm going to be killed in action, it's a different kind of action I want to be killed in.
What are you scared of, Woozy?
There's the light switch. Turn it on.
Okay, I'm flipping the switch. Nobody here. Let's go.
Woozy. Look at this layout. What are you supposed to doing with all this stuff?
These here are explosives. Now we got the evidence.
Sure, we take this stuff down and report it.
We can't report it until we're sure it's explosives.
If you find out for sure, you won't be able to report it.
What we're going to have to do is stay put until those spies show up.
What are you, crazy?
Look, we'll hide in that cupboard and see what we can find out.
Okay.
The next day, Hattie and Jerry have a talk.
Jerry, you know how your dad has talked about us all going to Philadelphia. Well, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to come.
What do you mean?
See, I got this job offer, and I've been meaning to sell the cabaret.
You're just saying that because Mr. Randolph said Dad has to choose between you and his job, and Dad is choosing you.
How do you know that?
Dad told me.
Nick is choosing me?
Oh, the sweetheart.
But, Jerry, I'm not going to let him blow his career on me.
But he...
I know how much this promotion means to him.
Jerry, your father forgot to take his lunch to work. Shall we both go and deliver it to him?
No, I'll do it by myself. And, Mom, we'll continue this conversation later.
Sure, honey.
Jerry is halfway to the control house when Lila Tree's friend, Mildred Von Hunter, approaches her.
Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Miss Von Hunter.
Taking your father his lunch?
That's right.
Well, take this along with you.
What is it?
It's something your father likes very much, and he'll enjoy it after his coffee. Just put it on his desk until he's ready for lunch.
Sure.
Meanwhile, back at the bar...
Hattie! Hattie, we need your help.
What is it?
Some spies are making a bomb, and they say they're going to blow up the control house.
Oh, they can't get inside the control house. There's guards all around it.
They're planning on giving a bomb to Nick's little girl.
Jerry? Oh, well, when is all this going to happen?
I don't know. Maybe now.
My God!
And at the canal works?
Advance and be identified.
I am advancing, and you know me very well.
Lunch for your dad?
That's right.
Pass, friend.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, hi, honey.
Hungry?
Well, not yet, but I will be soon.
I've got a surprise for you.
What kind of surprise?
It's a present, but you can't open it until after you finish lunch.
My, aren't we mysterious.
I'll put it here on your desk.
Okay, baby. I'll see you later at home.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, let me... Jerry! Did you bring anything in here with you?
Hattie?
Just Dad's lunch. Nothing else?
You can't come in here, Hattie.
Well, let me alone. Stop. What else did you bring in here?
A surprise for Dad.
Hattie, what's going on?
Where is it?
I put it on the desk.
Hattie, you know you can't be in here.
Well, I'm leaving now. Oh, and with that package...
Hattie, where are you going? What's going on here?
I don't know.
What was that present you had for me?
I don't know. It was something Miss Von Hunter gave me. She told me to put it on your desk.
Oh, God! Hattie!
And the next day...
Naturally, there will be a complete investigation.
Did they catch Mildred?
Yes, at the border. I'm afraid that young lady will be in prison for a very long time.
I am simply appalled. Imagine my best friend turning out to be a spy.
Did you see the papers? Did you see our names in the papers? Show us! The presence of the conspirators in Panama was first brought to the attention of the authorities by Seaman Deegan, Briggs, and Hogan. That's us!
That means stripes!
And plenty of dames for everybody!
Vivian, you've got to make up your mind once and for all. Are you going to marry me or not? I mean, after all, Vivian, you can't take it with you.
I don't think it would be very safe to leave it around here either.
Chief, I've got to talk to you.
Yes, Nick?
Hattie and I are going to get married whether you like it or not.
Oh, is that so? Well, you ought to know, Nick, that I'm recommending Miss Maloney for a citation for bravery and patriotism. So you better marry her right away, or I'll marry her myself.
Hattie, did you hear that?
I sure did. Seems like everything is peaches here in Panama.
Who would have dreamed?
Yeah.
have been listening to Panama Hattie, a special presentation of CBC Radio and the Shaw Festival, recorded live at the Royal George Theatre in Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario. It was adapted and directed by Christopher Newton and Paul Sportelli, based on the book by Herbert Fields and B.G. De Silva, with music and lyrics by Cole Porter. In the cast, you heard Neil Barkley, Jeff Lillico, and Mark McGrinder as Woosie Hogan, Scat Briggs, and Windy Deegan, the sailors from the SS Idaho. Juliet Dunn as the tropical shore hostess Mac, Wayne Sujo and Karim Morgan as the soldiers Tim and Tom, Karen Wood as Hattie Maloney, Charlotte Moore as Lila Tree, Nadia Hovan as Mildred Von Hunter, Michael Quarren as Nick Bullitt, Jane Johansson as Flory, Tracy Thomas as Geraldine Bullitt, David Schumann as Vivian Budd, and Michael Ball as Whitney Randolph. The recording engineer was Greg DeClute. Panama Hattie was produced by Barbara Worthy. That's it for tonight. Tune in next week for a special presentation of Margaret Atwood's The Blind Assassin, dramatized by Michael O'Brien. If you would like to send us a letter, please address it to Sunday Showcase, Box 500, Station A, Toronto, M5W1E6. And send emails to sunshowcase@toronto.cbc.ca. Just a reminder that tonight's Bell Canada reading series will be repeated tomorrow night on Monday Night Playhouse at 9 p.m. on CBC Radio 2. For Sunday Showcase, I'm Damiano Pietropaolo. Stay tuned now for Katie Malick and Jazz Beat on CBC Radio 1. Good night. Thank you.